This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Communities that have been disproportionately affected by the COVID pandemic are getting some help. CPR's John Daly reports.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment awarded $2.2 million in the first round of funding from the COVID-19 Health Equity and Immunization Fund. The agency says it aims to reach people where they work and live with COVID-19 resources, vaccines, information, and support. Seven community groups got funding. The list includes La Raza Services, North Colorado Health Alliance, Denver Health Hospital Authority, and African Chamber of Commerce Colorado. The health department's program is funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Overall, consumer prices have dropped a little bit around Metro Denver recently, thanks to a decline in gas prices. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The cost of groceries rose nearly 1% in the last 2 months, but everything besides food and gas rose less than that. The overall inflation increase around Denver is less than the national rate. And wildlife officials have found and relocated what they say is one of the largest bears ever seen in Durango. A 400-pound male bear was found sleeping under a porch near a school. It took 5 wildlife officers to move the bear after tranquilizing it. He's now in an area far from the city. Highs in the 60s for the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.